There's one thing that we who know the Lord Jesus Christ.
That mic is on, Mike.
And have been enlightened by him. Know that nothing takes place in this world by chance.
Amen.
Nothing at all. John has brought out in the Sunday school messages that he's been bringing how that God has used every individual. How he raised up Saul, a son of Esau. He raised up David, a Jacob, whom he loved. And every one of us have a place in this world within his church. We make up the church. We are his church. In the Old Testament, whenever God had us in use for an altar to him, he gave us warning not for us to lay a chisel to it or to put stones together with mortar of any kind, because our touching it would pollute his work. Christ is our altar. Man has no part in the building of it, making it whatsoever. As a child of God, we're called vessels of mercy. He calls us beloved. He places within us a treasure within these clay pots that we are, these vessels. And in a world that is absolutely dark, we're the only one that has that message, that treasure of the gospel that points to Christ alone. You can't hear it anywhere else from any one of the sons of Esau. That makes every one of us special. It doesn't matter whether we're a David or a Moses or any other person that you could name that we look back upon as great men of faith. But each one of us, he tells us, are lively stones set within his wall without mortar, fine-hewn by him, so that we come together, placed so close together in this love for him that there's no room for mortar. And we're all put in that place, in that wall, in that building of God, by God, at the expressed and perfect time, and we make up his people. This is all orchestrated from God. There is no chance. There is no circumstance. It's all according to a plan. And you know, you can't even use the word plan. God doesn't plan. He just speaks and it's so. He desires it and it stands. So some time ago, I wrote a poem about that very subject, and when John was talking about that a few weeks ago, it brought this poem to my attention, and I thought that I'd like to bring it. It's called No Chance at All. And then I'll follow with a short one right after it, but it's called No Chance at All. What is the chance that you were born a chosen vessel here? An earthen pot struck from the hand of one who holds you dear. One in whom its maker would place of worth one day a treasure valued more than gold within your life of clay. What is the chance that you were born to be a valued stone, a fine-hued gem master laid in a temple for his throne? A stone thus dug and fashioned from a sin quarry, dark as hell, honed and washed, set mortar-free within the Lord's own wall. What is the chance that you were born a Moses or a Paul? Though, like that Saul of Tarsus, you seem destined for the fall. What is the chance that you alone will stand as David did and sling your pebble foreordained to exact a giant's head? There is no chance, for none of this is, for it's not by chance at all. Not to be a chosen vessel or a stone within God's wall, not a life-changed Saul of Tarsus or a David with a sling, there is no chance that you will be God used for anything. For all these things are not by chance, but purposed by His will, predestined to come forth in time and long before the fall. Way before you came to life in whatever is your form, suffice it to be said herein, your life is not your own. For all these things thus mentioned came forth from God's design. Everything was foreordained to take its place in time. Each Moses in his own time, and David also placed. Nothing early, no one late, and nothing done in haste. So, could you be a fine-hewn stone, or a David type, or Paul? Well, of course you could. Would you believe our sovereign Lord of all? But if you found yourself believing in that one who's right and true, you'll also know that it was Him who caused it all in you.
Amen.
And although your name is Susan, or perhaps it's James or Dan, whatever is your placement in this life, you owe to Him. And that earthen pot of clay you are has a gift of boundless worth, the gospel of God's free grace proclaimed throughout the earth. That everlasting story of our Lord's astounding grace to set each chosen stone secured in Christ to have its place. A place within His building, by that master of design, that one who brings it all to pass in His appointed time. David in his own time, and Moses for the lead, Paul to meet him on the road upon his proud white steed. You who are his chosen, and me the least of all, every chosen vessel that he's rescued from the fall. Simple, fallen sinners, unstated in the earth, weak and needy rascals seen with no apparent worth. And none of it, at all by chance, or circumstance of choice, called to herald Christ their King with one accord and voice. Our Lord has made them honored by His blood so gladly shed, justifying them forever, while He suffered in their stead. And none of it by chance at all, for He works deliberately to bring about what, looking back, we see as history. What is the chance that you were born a chosen vessel here, an earthen pot struck from the hand of one who holds you dear, one in whom its maker would place of worth one day, a treasure valued more than gold within your life of clay? No chance at all. Amen.
Amen.
And as many of you know, I'm a painter. And I wrote this some time back. It's called Once We Understand. And it talks about the deliberate way that God has placed the contrasts in this world and how all things are orchestrated so that we can understand things clearly or more clearly. Once we understand, could we apprise the lives we live without the dark we see? Around us are the contrasts that are worked so perfectly. Backdrops of our senses draped deliberately in sync. Could we focus? Could we hear? Could we think? The painter paints the passage dark before he adds the light. Without the former fails the last, that brush in futile might. In sweet repose, the silence brings the thunder of a sound. Without the quiet, would the roar, would that sound abound? and in the message brought to life in God's begotten Son, without the sin, would life be won? Our Father calls us to rejoice in every trial of life. Could it be that He's painting in the dark before the light? Of course, He didn't author sin. We know who's guilty there. But oh, He turns His back on Him to guarantee our care. Satan's bound to live and move within the pleasure of God's will, providing us the contrast so our Father can fulfill the promise that He made to us before the world began. Is not the contrast wonderful once we understand? Amen.